Welcome to Episode 5 of the VoiceOver on Linux podcast, introducing Fresco Baldi. The LilyPond utility is a text-based music typesetting tool that generates professional quality music scores and exports those scores as playable MIDI files. Fresco Baldi is a GUI LilyPond music editor that manages this process for you in parallel open windows. What this has to do with VoiceOver is that it's an excellent way to write your own jingles or music beds for your VoiceWork products. The opening sounder for this podcast is something I wrote originally in LilyPond, then exported it to MIDI and eventually to a sound file that is then imported into Audacity. You'll likely find Fresco Baldi a useful addition to your audio toolbox. We'll go over its salient features in a moment. Here's today's audio technology factoid. How do you output a sound artifact created by a machine and have it in a form that can be interpreted and executed by another machine? The MIDI standard meets this requirement. That's MIDI, as in Musical Instrument Digital Interface. The MIDI standard had its origins in the 1980s, and its current form is frequently used today. The file structure of an SMF, that is, a standard MIDI file, is composed of chunks. There's a header chunk, followed by a number of track chunks that contain the sound data. Why not just output the product into a normal sound file, such as WAVE, you might ask? Well, a MIDI file can carry additional metadata that another machine needs, such as the instrument name, time signature, key signature, and cue point. And there are various utilities you can use to convert a MIDI file into a sound file that a human can listen to in a normal sound player. Today's feature Linux audio tip is an introduction to Fresco Baldi, a LilyPond editor. The LilyPond utility is a text-based music typesetting tool that generates professional quality music scores and also exports those scores as playable MIDI files. Fresco Baldi is a GUI LilyPond music editor that manages this process for you in parallel open windows. LilyPond source files are text, just like computer software source code is before it's compiled into an executable binary, except the language of LilyPond is a representation of music notation instead of software code. LilyPond is capable of producing a Mozart symphony with all the advanced music notation needed for the score of that symphony. You can produce music to the full extent of your musical talent, training, and ability. And although Fresco Baldi alone is no substitute for lack of musical mastery, it can document and reproduce any very sophisticated musical scores that you may write with it. What this has to do with VoiceOver is that it's an excellent way to write your own jingles or music beds for your VoiceWork products. The opening sounder for this podcast is something I wrote originally in a LilyPond text file. Then I exported it to MIDI and eventually to a WAVE sound file that was then imported into Audacity. The Fresco Baldi install package naturally has LilyPond as a dependency, so when you install Fresco Baldi on your workstation, LilyPond will be included by your distribution's package manager. Two other utilities that you will find helpful if not necessary are a MIDI player and a MIDI to WAVE file converter. I use KMID as my MIDI player, but any MIDI player available in your repositories would be fine for this function. You also will need to convert the MIDI file that is produced by Fresco Baldi into a playable audio file. I use Timidity++ to output a WAVE file from the MIDI file, but you can use anything that will convert the MIDI output to something you can eventually import into your audio editor. Here's a quick sketch of the workflow with these tools. Open Fresco Baldi and observe that there are basically two vertical halves of the display below the menu and toolbar. The upper half on the left is the place where your LilyPond code goes. The lower half on the left is the LilyPond log where you can see the source code interpreted. This allows you to sort of debug as you go. When you're done with the snippet and ready to test, click the LilyPad icon on the toolbar. If all goes well, a green completed successfully message displays in the log window. The score for the LilyPond snippet will now show in the right part of the Fresco Baldi display. You can inspect that to ensure that it rendered the score correctly and the way you intended it to. At this point, you could just print the score and play it on a real musical instrument, or sing it if you'd written a song with lyrics. Yes, LilyPond does lyrics too. You can export the music as a PDF or as a MIDI file by using the menu option, LilyPond, Generated Files, and then select the PDF or MIDI output format, or each in turn. I then listen to the newly created musical snippet by playing the MIDI file in KMID. Once it's tweaked the way I want it, I then go to a terminal window and use Timidity++ to convert the MIDI to a WAVE file. Here's the command line syntax. Timidity, file.midi-o-w. The -ow option tells Timidity++ to write the MIDI file into a WAV file. Think O for output and W for wave. This produces a file.wave file. You will want to normalize file.wave up several dB if it sounds too faint. Then import your newly produced sound snippet into its intended place in your audio project. Here's an example of a violin piece made by this workflow. That was something I made just playing around to show you the possibilities with Frescobaldi. Next time, we'll cover the advantages of recording in Sox, then editing in Audacity. That's it for now. Happy audio work! Thanks for joining me for this exploration of open source audio tech tools and their practical use in voiceover work. Feel free to check out my profile and demos at marwalk.voices.com and voice123.com/marwalk. You can also find me on ACX and audible.com by searching for Mark Caldwell Walker.